and we told each other ghost stories and stories about witches and aliens. God damn, did I have a good time.
It was so fun. Researching was so fun.
For me, I was like, this is the podcast I want to make. Welcome to Signal, the podcast that raises your frequency. I'm Maury Fontanez.
And I'm Melissa Grushka.
And today we have a very special episode for you, so just stay with us. Hi, my bean.
Hi, I feel slightly teary-eyed, which is of no surprise to anybody.
Yeah, I think we're both holding back some tears because we're here to record what is our final episode of Signal with Maury and Melissa. And we thought we should let all of you lovely listeners know that we've decided to close this chapter and just talk to you a little bit about what you've meant to us, what the show has meant to us. And where you might be able to find us in the future, because we are cooking up some other things. But Bean, where do we start?
I don't even know where to start. First of all, do you know how long we've been recording together? Because you, not everybody knows. Yes. I looked back the other day and scrolled all the way back, and I scrolled and scrolled, and it was like all these episodes I was scrolling through. And I was like, she's crying first. That never happens. You never cry before me.
Well, I started this morning listening to Bad Bunny's DTMF, and I texted Bean and I was like, I wish we did take more pictures together, and I wish we did hug and kiss more. It's like,
we still have
such a beautiful reminder of just being so grateful for what we created, and that it's here in perpetuity. Like, we have made something that we can always come back to.
I know that we have forever and ever. And if the internet continues to exist, the whole world has it forever and ever. Like a real glimpse into our friendship and how many times we're like, I wish everybody had a bean in their life. And now we're like, You can understand what a bean looks like if you listen to 3 years worth of our podcast.
What were some of your favorite episodes?
I didn't do enough prep work for this episode because I feel like it felt a little surreal. Even when it's been on the calendar for a while, I think of it more in like, chunks of time than I think of specific episodes and like the whole evolution of it from coming on and being like dumbfounded for, I don't even know, maybe a year before I was like, okay, I figured this out. Took me a little time to get my groove, but remember, I think the first few episodes I just like barely spoke and I just stared at you the whole time.
That's not true, but yes, I did sort of post that first season by myself.
Yeah, even the producer at the time would hop in and be like, hey maybe Melissa, you should talk. We brought on a co-host, so there was somebody else talking. And I think of it more in how it paralleled certain periods in my own life and how it really helped me move through so much that I honestly don't know if I would have moved through had I not been evaluating it so much on the podcast. And it like brought into my life so many different people, even our guests, you know, that ended up taking me down different paths that I ended up having private sessions with outside of it that showed me things about myself that I never ever would have seen or known had I not done this with you. And we've said it before, but how many, you, one day you were like, hey, do you want to be on my podcast? And I was like, sure. And that
no questions asked, nothing.
And I was like, okay. And then we just did it. And it was scrappy. And I can't say the audio was always the best quality, but I can say that we loved every minute. We kept saying, well, let's just keep going. We love doing it together. Do you have favorite episodes?
You know what? My favorite episodes that stand out in my mind when I think about favorite episodes are our least listened to episodes. And it was when we decided that one October that we were going to make a Halloween episode every week. And you came dressed up in a different costume every recording. And we told each other ghost stories and stories about witches and aliens. And like, no one listened to it. But goddamn, did I have a good time.
It was so fun. Researching was so fun.
Yes. We had, like, for me, I was like, this is the podcast I want to make. This, like, silly, ridiculous, like, scary. It was so much fun. I think that, you know, I also.
Nobody listened. Nobody looked at our Instagram then. Nobody listened. They were like, what are these two silly bitches doing?
Yeah. But we loved it. I agree with you. I also think, you know, beyond just you and I processing some real big life concepts together, we met some really amazing, cool,
really
deep people. Like, think about, we had Ainsley MacLeod on talking about past lives.
That was wild.
We talked about AI.
Yeah.
We talked about our relationship with money with Kendall.
We talked to artists and activists and, like, you name it. It really covered it all. And how
Dean, that amazing comedian spiritualist.
Oh, love him. And a comedian. We really did so many different things. How fun of us.
Dylan came on our first season to talk about just her journey.
Yeah.
We've just had, like, we've been so blessed.
We really have. And I also was thinking, like, I mean, before we started the podcast, you asked me to come on because we were already as close can be. But I don't know how we managed to get, like, remarkably closer when I literally thought it was humanly impossible to be closer than we were. This podcast made us so much closer. Like, when you're this age and you have lives and kids and we are on different coasts and you have all these things, you don't get the opportunity to catch up enough. And when you do, it's like, you know, a weekend or over drinks and you hit a few topics, but you really like catch up on where you are in life and you don't get to have meaningful conversations about the world and life and spirituality and how you see things and how they see things. And you don't really get to experience that anymore at this age. And to, like, if you get it once every 6 to 8 months, you feel so fulfilled. It could carry you through the year.
Yeah.
And we were lucky enough to come every week and get to do that with each other and understand the way, like, I thought I knew everything about you and I would constantly learn things and constantly learn, like, a new way that you would view something that would blow my mind. I just feel tremendous gratitude.
And I think, like, let's just talk a little bit about why we've decided this is the moment to stop. Because I think we owe that to our listeners too. You know, we invest so much time and energy into this podcast. What are we going to talk about? How do we make sure it's valuable to you all? How do we make sure you always walk away with something you can do to reframe your thinking, to reclaim your power and your agency? And we've loved doing that. And at the same time, you know, we really came to this point of realizing that's a lot of energy to pour into something that, you know, is staying at a certain level. You know, we want the podcast to grow. We want more listeners. And right now it's a very niche thing.
Yeah.
And we love that. And we love all of you. But just where we are in our lives and where I am on this mission of mine and this purpose of mine, we need to find new ways to spread this message that reach even more people. And so we made this really hard decision. I also think, though, I don't know, Bean, what you think about this, like, things have a natural ending time. And I think energetically it had run its course for both of us.
We had both said, I mean, there were, to your point, there were so many times where we were like, who the fuck is even listening to this? What are we doing? Like, is anybody out there? It felt like that scene in the end of Titanic when they come to save everybody and they're like, is anybody out there? And it's dark and like half the people are dead. And it's so, sometimes it felt like that. That's the truth. That was by far the hardest part of all of this is you see numbers and you understand things, but like, you don't really know who's listening. You don't really know how much it's resonating. And then there would be times when we would be like, why are we putting this much energy into it? And then it would be like, do you want to stop? And we'd be like, nope. And the other one would be like, nope. And we'd be like, so let's keep going because enjoyed it.
No, but then we'd get a DM or we'd get an email from someone. You guys came through. I just want to let you know, those of you who reached out to let us know that you listen or that this episode meant so much to you, or this thing that one of us said helped you feel so seen or not alone. That was our lifeblood.
100%.
Every time you did it and you kept doing it, every time we thought we were going to stop, we kept hearing from you all. And it's been such a group of loyal listeners. So I just want to say, like, I cannot let us end this last episode without thanking you, not so much for supporting us, but for supporting yourself.
Yeah.
For showing up every week and then every other week to hear just something that might return you back home to yourself. Because that's what this show is about. And I really love all of you who have kept listening, not just because I feel supported, but because it makes me so excited that you want to be your most expanded, wise, dignified self. And that we had something to do with that is the greatest honor ever.
And you, I mean, you throughout your own career and doing this for so long have received lots of messages. Not saying that these weren't super meaningful as well. This was totally different. But you've received messages from people being like, you've changed my life. I couldn't do that. All these beautiful things. But I have never been in that position in my life. So for people to email me and speak to me directly about the impact I was having on them was life-changing and grounding. And it did. It was so weird. Every time I was wavering, I'm like, okay, is this the end? Something would come through that'd be like, you said X, Y, Z, and it made the whole thing make sense for me. And I was like, me? I made sense for you? But most people don't ever get to experience that in their life. So no matter what, I have that. I've touched people's lives and I've touched strangers' lives, which is mind-blowing to me. Mind-blowing.
It's the most fulfilling feeling on the planet.
It is,
you know, more than anything else that quote unquote success looks like people feeling impacted or seen by us is the most.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point. That's the whole reason we did this show. And it's the whole reason I do what I do.
And we're not selling a product. We're selling like hope sort of. And if we could shift that for anybody, what a blessing. And we shifted it for, thousands of people. That's really remarkable.
We shifted it for ourselves. Like, I think one thing I'll always hold on to is our little pre-recording therapy sessions that we'd have together. And I think we didn't always have a space to remember to come together and feel. And we had to feel through this. And like, I really think that that's what creates intimacy and connection in a relationship, is when you can hold the hard stuff together, when you can process the devastating, you know, life-altering grief, and also celebrate the joy and be so excited for one another. And so I think, obviously, beyond this podcast, that is what you do for me every day. But I'm just so lucky that I got to do that with you in this platform. And I feel like a more realized version of myself, thanks to this podcast and to your openness to just come do this thing with me that you had no idea what it was going to turn into. So thank you.
I was going to thank you first. I wanted to thank you for creating this space and for thinking that I had enough to say and share with the world, that you thought it was worthwhile enough for me to come on here
And it's really, truly as amazing as I am so touched that I helped people and we helped people feel better and feel happier and understand the world around them better. I have completely evolved over these 3 years, and it is there is no question in my mind that it is primarily due to this podcast. It allowed me to see myself in a way that I just, even through years and years of therapy, it just allowed me to reflect in a completely different way. It was like a totally different channel into myself that I never would have had. So even though sometimes that's really hard and really, really scary, I think it's really important. And it's really the point of life is to best understand yourself and get to a place where you're whole with that. So thank you for giving me that gift that now will live in perpetuity, like forever and ever and ever. We can go revisit this. It's on YouTube. It's on Instagram. It's in the cloud. It's in wherever all the things go. And it's never going away.
This is getting too technological for me. It's so true. And I'm looking at that picture of us behind you for those of you that are watching on YouTube. It's such a good representation.
I know. We had so many good photos, that photo shoot. Love you, Tony. Yeah. But this one was just us giggling and hugging and just like total and utter joy.
Well, now that if you're still here after you've been listening to us crying for the last 15
Far
minutes.
Far snot in the microphone.
listen, we still want to hear from you. So I just want to remind you that you can still reach out to us. Our email address is maureandmelissa@gmail.com. Any words that you want to share, we will so lovingly appreciate. But this is not the end of the Beans Creating Together. We are cooking up some pretty cool stuff that I can't really talk about. But I can say that it will be more visual than a podcast. It will be more fun and more entertaining, but also even more focused on this self-trust revolution that I am so excited to be sparking. And I just want to say, I really want you to stay in touch. Follow us. You can follow me on Instagram at Maury Fontanez. Because if you liked this show, you are going to love what we have coming. I'll also include a link if you're interested in the show notes to sign up for my newsletter. And that'll be a way to also stay in the loop with me and my writings every week. But also to let you know when what we have cooking is finally ready and baked.
And you know what? Go back and listen. Keep listening. Even though it's over, keep listening. Keep sharing. Yeah. It doesn't even matter for us at this point, but I think that we've shared such meaningful words and tips and life lessons that it should still be shared among the masses.
Absolutely. All right.
All right. It's our final one.
Guys, we love you. We wish you all the best. Never stop trusting in yourself. Never stop wanting the best for yourself. Never stop listening to your inner wisdom for anyone. You deserve to live your dreams and to live in dignity. We love you.
Love you. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been another episode of Signal, the podcast that raises your frequency. This podcast is co-hosted and produced by myself, Maury Fontanez, and Melissa Bushka, and is edited by our sound editor, Josie Barak. Stay tuned next week for another episode.